Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
But right now, I want to take a look at a subject I talked about on the programme last week, and I want to take a different angle to it this week. It was funny last week, even though it was very serious, and it's a bit of a laugh this week, I hope, because a beehive, see, it was bees last week, it was bee week last week, or bee day. Jokes all over the place. Anyway, a beehive, which an Athlone school teacher and wildlife activist made out of Lego, has been creating quite the buzz, get it, online over the past week. Rory O'Locon of Athlone Wildlife Apiaries, he made the beehive for a bit of a laugh in his spare time, but since sharing a video of it online, you've guessed it, it's gone viral. He's received widespread coverage of his fundraising campaign for wildlife rescue and rehab in the Midlands. First of all, Rory, you're on the line now. Congratulations, well done.
Hey, Dave.
Where did all of this come from? What's your background, first of all? Who are you to be making bloody bee thingy-bobs out of Lego?
I am a primary school teacher in Athlone, and I've been into wildlife all my life. And basically, that question has been asked by, God, millions of people all over the world now at this stage. Why did you do it? It's kind of a funny one. I go back to the interview I first did with the Westmead Independent, and they asked, and I could look back at the quote, and I was saying, oh, yeah, I just did it for the crack, which was literally why I did it. Like, I mean, the concept of just doing something for the crack is kind of lost on, especially an awful lot of the foreign media that were in touch. Like, they changed.
Indeed.
They changed the quote even for the crack. Well, I suppose
the fun
in America.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You never know who it is have turning up at that.
But I mean, like, you have done courses in wildlife rehab and all this kind of thing. This is your passion, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's what I want to do all the time. What I'm doing, generally, wildlife rehab and rescue, working, volunteering with the Kildare Animal Foundation mainly. They're absolutely brilliant. We're a national organisation. If anybody has any wildlife issues, wants advice, needs advice on anything at all, all they have to do is ring 087-620-1270. And they'll get information straight away. They'll know what to do with something, or if it needs to be picked up, we'll have a volunteer with them anywhere in the country within probably half an hour to an hour.
Okay, that's like...
Everything is paid for as well, like, but through our fundraising and stuff as well. So that's what we want to get. Need to get the message out there as well, because a lot of people don't know what to do when they find injured wildlife.
Okay, so the GoFundMe page has been set up to kind of, what, breed bees and help save them from extinction?
Yeah, well, the GoFundMe idea, first of all, I kind of wanted to just join the two passions that I have, the beekeeping that I've only been into a few years and wildlife rescue. And I wanted to find a way. I knew we needed to have some kind of fundraising as well. So I kind of wanted to mash all the ideas together. First of all, people talk about saving the bees. Like, there's no amount of beekeepers are going to save the bees, especially if they're using chemicals. Like, that's one thing I don't do. If you're using chemicals, you're messing with the bees' immune system. So therefore, when they go out to the wild, or if they swarm, or if you let any out to the wild, they're going to die without the chemicals you've given them. So what I'm doing is I'm going completely chemical free. I'm breeding the bees, so I'm taking from the best of my hives, the ones that are they have the most resistance to the varroa mite, for instance. I'll take my queens from there, and I'll be using genetics rather than chemicals over the next few years to breed a type of hardier bee that will be able to survive. Like chemicals.
Hold on a second. Do you realise that somebody's going to text you in saying, this man is playing God. Who does he think he is? So you want to genetically create a bee which will be resistant to pesticides?
Well, basically, the man has already been playing God for so long. We have millions and millions of years of having the bees doing their own thing. Then the last 20 years, we've got companies and pharmaceutical places kind of pushing this on us. So we need to treat for this, treat for that. And
all right. Well, listen, hold on.
The minute those bees go out to nature, they're gone.
Yeah, and we know the bees are in trouble, because we were talking about it last week too. And we want the hedgerows and all the rest to stay there as much as we can and stop having lovely gardens, because lovely, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But let's get to this point of here. A beehive made out of Lego. How did you manage that? And did the bees fall for it or like it?
Yeah, well, they kind of had to. They had no choice. So what I did, first of all, making the Lego hive, as I said, I just did it for the crack, like, see, would it work? Like, what would they look like coming out of it? You know, just for myself, really. And then it was funny when it went all over the place. But basically, when I get a smaller hive of bees, a nuke of bees, and if you put them in a certain position, they remember that position as their house. They, like, if I moved their house 2 fields away, they'd still go back to that position looking for their house. So all you have to do is put an amount of bees, have them in position, And then I switched the hives. I took away one day when most of them were out flying. I took away the smaller one. I put the Lego hive in position, and it's built the same as a national hive. So beekeepers will know what that means. It's two certain specific.
So wait a minute. Does that mean that you kind of had? Here's one I made earlier. You had a real beehive to the left hand side, and you built the Lego to what the beehive was.
Basically,
there.
Yeah, because you have to have it at certain specs, or else the bees are going to build comb all over the place. And I had to build it so that I'd be able to rest the frames in on the bottom part and on the top part. Whereas it's funny getting all that, like, there's thousands of comments online, like so many Americans going, oh my God, that's not a real hive, and all this kind of stuff. And they're dying to see the inside of it as well. Like, but the bees are working away. Like, I'll have to do a video at some stage in a few weeks just to show the amount of honey and everything they're making in there. They're loving it. Like,
and how many pieces in terms of Lego?
Not a clue. God,
right. Okay,
the last thing I was
going to do. Well, let's put it this way then. How long did it take?
I'd say over about 8 weeks. I was just doing it now and again. Taking a break from doing all the animal stuff or at night, just, you know, messing around with it and wondering. Sure, half of me was wondering, actually, this won't work at all. Like, but then as it started looking better and better, I was like, oh God, I'll have to try it now. I'll have to put bees in.
Is there anything you can use to entice or attract bees? I mean, like, for instance...
Oh, definitely, definitely. Anybody who wants to get into beekeeping, that's what we need right now. That's what the bees need. They need people in beekeeping that aren't brilliant beekeepers, so we need as many beginners as we can to get people into beekeeping. So watch all... At this time of year is the perfect time of year to get into it, because it's what we call swarm season, when the bees want to multiply on a colony level. So basically the queen is deciding, grand, I'm out of here, take 60% of the bees with her, flies to another house. But for a few weeks before that, she's sending out scout bees looking for the best house around. So what you can do, or what anybody can do, is basically get a box, get a couple of, if you have frames for beekeeping. If you don't, it's grand. It's just that you don't have to. Put a bit of honey in, put some lemongrass oil on it as well. Scout bees start coming and they start smelling. If they see basically a big cavity somewhere, that's where they want to move in. That's where they end up in roofs and all kinds of places.
But
basically you will get your free bees that way. Get them to move in to where you want them to go.
All right, so they eventually moved in to where you wanted them to go. But at first, did you, like, metaphorically speaking at the very least, see the bees scratching their heads going, what's this?
Well, the way I did it was by I had bees from a previous year at another apiary. So I was able to just move those over here. You can move bees for up to 3 miles away so they don't go back to their original spot. But like with the swarms, you can collect basically free bees anywhere. It's another thing that people don't know an awful lot about. Like, bees swarm every year. It's not a bad thing. Like, people remember my girl and all the bad things about bees swarming. But like in Ireland, there is an unbelievable service run by Stephen Gallagher. It's called swarms.ie. And if anybody, like, I guarantee on days like today, you'll find swarms on trees and your houses and everybody loves to look at them but doesn't know what to do. So basically, if you contact swarms.ie on Facebook or online, we will, through Stephen, get someone out to you within probably a half an hour to collect that swarm, put them into a box and take them away and to somewhere safe. Because an awful lot of times, the bees that swarming, they, first of all, will build all their comb, use all their energy to put it somewhere, and then they've no more food, so they might need somebody to take them. They might need...
Okay, but hold on. I mean, like, there's been a lot of talk about bee and bug hotels over the past couple of weeks and the dangers that some of them might pose in terms of, you know, pests and bad bacteria. So if someone's buying a pre-made bee hotel, I can't believe I'm asking this question, or if they're building their own, how can they ensure that it's safe?
Well, first of all, like, they don't buy them, you know, simple as that. Like, if you want, like, I'm just down under some trees at the moment. I'm looking down the ground. I've got lots of little twigs. I've got bits of earth. I've got little bits of beech nuts, hazelnuts around, all of that kind of stuff. Just make a little mound out of it. Like, people are too obsessed with all wanting to have this thing looking perfect and saying bee hotel on the top or whatever, you know, that you're going to have... You might have a chance of getting something to move in, but more than likely you get one or two things going in. Something else will eat them, and that will cause bacteria and fungus all over the thing, which causes the disease and stuff. Like, if you want to help something, go out, get a shovel, dig a mound of earth and just leave it there. Or just leave a mound of earth blank rather than putting stuff into it. Like, you'll have all kinds of bees. You could have bumblebees. You could have anything, mason bees all moving right in. And it's a much better habitat. Like, it's much natural.
Fair play to you, Rory. Rory O'Locon it is. And if you want to check it all out, it's at Lone Wildlife Apiary on GoFundMe. And you can donate to the cause. Thanks a million for talking to us. Good night yourself.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.